Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Your phones are open here. And you can join the show all by dialing in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've also been talking about Library, the decentralized blockchain-based media sharing protocol. They're under attack from the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Oh, who isn't these days?
Well, they haven't attacked us, thankfully, but the FBI has attacked us. In fact, the SEC went after Library just days after the FBI showed up here at this studio. Whether that was a coincidence or not, I don't know. But it sure did seem coincidental.
Maybe they got a big payoff from the bankers.
We will continue with your calls. First, though, we have TJ the Spy calling us from Colorado. TJ.
Yes, brother, it's good to hear your voice. Nobody, I'm glad to hear that you're out of the can now and can mount a defense against these ridiculous charges.
Indeed. I am uncanned.
Oh, good. Well, I just wanted to let you know, I went out today to go check the mail, and I saw a bunch of a man and a woman looking around James's car, and they went into our apartment building and served James with a subpoena.
Oh, boy.
It's from the United States District Court.
That doesn't sound tasty.
It doesn't, but it's from the District of New Hampshire,
and
we're just going to, you know, it's one of those things we very rarely get served, but it was the U.S. Postal Inspectors. They were serving the subpoena.
Those are the cops, the postal cops, basically. They have their own police
cops, yeah.
Division.
Yeah, but, you know, they didn't say what it was about, but we're just going to hire an attorney. As you know, it was one of those things. They said something about the Shire Free Church, and James just said, okay, and took the subpoena. But, of course, they were like, do you know what this is about? And James just said, I have nothing to say. Because, of course, they want to get, you know, like, oh, come around and talk about whatever you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. attorney, we're trying to get in touch with an attorney to represent James, to basically say he's not going to appear because he'd have to fly out from Denver, Colorado, all the way to Concord, New Hampshire, just for one day to testify about whatever they want him to testify about.
Yeah, something happened with Mark Edgington, or Mark Edge, who's one of the co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. He was also given a subpoena over the summertime last year, not long after I got out of jail. At least this is what I hear, right? Like, I'm not allowed to talk to him, but word gets around. And they caught him, I guess, as he was getting off an airplane and served him with a subpoena. And he got an attorney who sent some sort of a notice to the court or to the prosecutors or whoever it was, and he didn't have to show up. I was surprised that that was possible. I always thought that if you get a grand jury subpoena, they throw you in a prison cell. If you don't show up.
Well, the thing you do is tell the lawyer, tell the prosecutor that you have every intention of perjuring yourself if he puts you on the stand, and then he can't, because if he puts you on the stand knowing you're going to perjure yourself, that's a crime called subornation of perjury, which is what Clinton was charged with back in the day.
Interesting.
I wouldn't try that. I would probably just say the honest thing, which is it would be unduly burdensome. That is one of the things in Rule 17 for subpoenas in criminal cases. If it would be unduly burdensome for a witness to appear before the grand jury, you can file a motion to quash it with the court. The problem was they didn't tell us what the case number was or what it involved, so we can't really bring a suit and file a motion to quash until the U.S. attorney tells us what case this was regard to. I mean, just reading between the lines, it's James in New Hampshire from Georgiana McDonald, the prosecutor in many, many cases. So it could be anything, but, you know, just take from that what you will.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly seem to have a big thing for activists in Keene and what they could possibly be going after. Well, they're not going after James. They're going after somebody else, right? Like, they don't subpoena you to your own grand jury. So they're
generally not, because, you know,
they drive a tank into your house.
Right.
Yeah, because it's generally, you know, if you are the target of a criminal investigation, you know, they know you're going to just say, I invoke my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent and not say anything, as you have every right to do before the grand jury, because, you know, it's, you know, spontaneous. You won't remember when you, if you go to trial. And I have seen so many people who are totally innocent think, I have nothing to hide. They go before the grand jury and they end up getting indicted because they weren't fully truthful or they didn't say something correctly. So there's no reason under the sun to ever talk to the feds or the prosecuting attorney without an attorney present.
Good prosecutor can get an indictment against a ham sandwich.
Yes, I was actually a justice, a very famous litigator of the United States. I forget who said it, but he said you can indict a ham sandwich, and that is true.
Which makes me think that when cops murder people, they should slice them thin and put them on bread. That way they can get an indictment.
Yeah. Well, that's all the news in our neck of the woods, and you know, we'll just keep you informed about whatever occurs.
Well, so you, the funny thing is you thought that you would escape all of the trouble by getting out of New Hampshire, and yet it followed you to Colorado, so I'm sorry to hear that that happened.
Yeah, it's no big deal, but, you know, it's like we said, they can't. Obviously, it's been, James hasn't been to New Hampshire since 2016,
wow.
So it's just like, wow, they must really be desperate for information if they're subpoenaing him.
It does seem desperate.
Not just that, but the statute of limitations is generally 5 years or less on most things, isn't it? I mean,
I don't know.
Unless it's a murder case.
Yeah, it's generally 6 years. And I know that's coming up because the statute of limitations is March 20th, 2022 for the first FBI raid. So I know Mark is working on getting some of the property that was seized from the broadcast studio.
Well, from which y'all's property was already returned. You had requested that you and James were living here at the studio at the time of that first raid in 2016. And, I don't know, a year ago or something like that, you got everything back that they stole from you.
Yeah, everything from our room. Everything from our room. And, you know, that worked out. It would have been nice if they would have just handed it back, but we had to sue to get it back and, you know, kind of force their hand.
All right, well, keep us in the loop.
Wasn't I a plaintiff in some suit that you were doing right before the raid?
Yeah.
No, well, actually, yeah, that was the thing. You were going to sue because you had standing to sue as a user of the equipment and a member of the Shire Free Church, but then you got arrested before you had a chance to file. So Mark just took over because he, you know, he has as much standing to sue as everybody else that I know.
Sure.
Right. You would never think that getting unrobbed from the FBI would be so complicated.
Of course, they're arguing now, apparently, in a motion to dismiss that Mark does not have standing to sue, et cetera, et cetera. So they're fighting as much as they can in this particular case.
They've kind of admitted that they couldn't find any evidence of anything, so why do they want to keep our crap?
Maybe they want to start a Free Talk Live 2, you know, the federal edition. That's the only thing I can think of, because what are they going to do with a bunch of old broadcast radio equipment?
It's just computers. They don't even have, like, a set of microphones or anything like that. They just took servers. But thank you, TJ, and keep us in the loop. Oh, by the way, we're talking about securities here. Can you define a security? Do you get into any of that stuff?
No, I don't. Like, I know there's a technical definition, and you don't want to sell securities. That, like, library. I know LBRY, library, got in trouble for that.
They're
apparently
in a lawsuit right now with the SEC. So, I mean, it's trouble in there. Annoying.
They're the people who show up to the Ponzi scheme after everybody's lost all their money to say Bernie Madoff is conducting a fraud.
Mm-hmm. So they're investigating Social Security?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I wish they would, but no, unfortunately, the SEC, they usually, you know, when there's an allegation of fraud or a Ponzi scheme, they'll do an investigation. But if somebody's evildoer, you know, like Bernie Madoff was, they just say, well, he's a big respected investment banker. And it was all the mathematicians on Wall Street who were saying Bernie Madoff's doing something fishy mathematically. He can't be telling the truth because there aren't enough whatever contracts on the Chicago Board of Exchange that would justify his profit levels. So the mathematicians, that's what I love about math, is that math can allow you to spot lies much better than words, because people usually lie with words. It's much harder to lie with numbers.
TJ, I heard a rumor you're going to the Liberty Forum in
I am going to Liberty Forum in March 3rd through the 4th. Or March 4th through the 6th.
Yeah. We're going to be there, so we'll look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely.
All right. See you there, brother.
And by the way, that event is sold out, so thank you for the call tonight, TJ. So if you don't have your tickets for Liberty Forum, you're going to have to buy them on the secondary market from anybody who might not be able to attend. That's the only way you're getting in at this point.
Or if all the tickets are sold, I mean, I've showed up for Liberty Forum many times without a ticket.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the security is going to be like there. We'll
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And nobody.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there. Coming up, we just mentioned the Liberty Forum is a sold-out event. And that's coming up the first weekend in March in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's kind of like the hotel convention gathering for the Free State Project that happens on a yearly basis, usually. And that's sold out. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, we spoke to the organizer of that over the weekend, Dennis Pratt. He says that is 82%, and this was as of the weekend, so it's probably more now, 82% sold out. So if you're thinking about going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you better get your tickets like within the next couple weeks. And that's happening toward the end of June. And the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival is going to be the 6th annual Fork Fest, happening at Rogers Campground, same place as Pork Fest, in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It is a great little event. It is smaller than the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's kind of like how the Porcupine Freedom Festival used to be way back in the day, in the early days, meaning completely decentralized. There's no tickets. You don't have to pay anything except for your campsite. You get your campsite or your RV site, or there's some hotel on the property as well. Whatever your preference. Register that with Rogers Campground from June 27th through July 3rd, and there's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. And by the way, Rogers Campground does a killer fireworks show every year for Independence Day weekend. So it's a great way to cap off the ForkFest week. You can learn more over at ForkFest.party, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live is intending to broadcast from the very same campsite that the RV site that we were at last year. Once again, that's ForkFest.party, June 27th through July 3rd. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I heard that the Putin acknowledges that separatists in Ukraine, I guess they want to join Russia. So the Russians acknowledge them because they do not want to drop bombs and kill them. Is that right?
Wait, who wants to kill who?
Okay. In other words, Putin acknowledges that there are separatists in Ukraine who wants to join Russia. So it was on the news today. It was announced. And I think the Ukrainian president, it seems like he is a separatist to me.
Well, it's generally safe to assume these days that anything they put on the news is a lie. But that's probably true. I'm sure there are people in the Ukraine that would love to be part of Russia, and I'm sure there are people in the Ukraine who would hate to be part of Russia. My only concern with the situation is none of our damn business, and we don't need to spend any money on it, and we don't need to spend any blood on it, and we certainly don't need to offer a bunch of young children as human sacrifices, because really what's going on is Biden just wants the tail to wag the dog. He wants to get attention off his dismal, dismal, embarrassing performance as half of a president, and he wants to do it by offering a bunch of American kids as human sacrifice.
Yeah, a good war is going to be a big distraction, that's for sure.
Yep. People love that mass murder.
What's in the news, though, regarding this, and I agree with you, nobody, you have to be skeptical of what the news says, is now apparently Putin is saying that they are going to be pulling back some of the units they had near the border, near the Ukrainian border with Russia.
So they're pulling their unit.
They're pulling multiple units in this case. And
I've seen videos of that.
And purportedly this is in relation to the threats coming from the Biden administration. So it's Biden that's been rattling the saber here. He's drooling over the opportunity to go to war with Russia, and now Russia looks like they are trying to actually de-escalate this situation.
I wonder if Biden is colluding with the Russians to increase his popularity and steal the next election.
That's a good question.
I do believe that Ukraine and the president, he kind of sounds kind of iffy. Because what did he say? Don't No,
he's more than iffy. He's completely around the bend.
Because he was saying, why are you making my citizens all panicky? They're not going to invade. I mean, it sounds to me like he was elected by the Russians to act like the capitalists, but they're really communists. I mean, it's
oh, you're going to come back to your conspiracy theory again? Your conspiracy theory that both Russia and Ukraine are secretly communist?
Well, I don't know about there's some capitalists, and but there's separatists that want to be communist along with Russia. And I believe that China and Russia is still communist. Why would they be war?
Well, China is still communist officially.
Oh yeah, they're murdering people left and right,
right, putting them into re-education camps, so called.
Yeah,
but Russia is not officially communist, and I've never heard except
they're
from you.
They're more fascist than communist these days.
Yeah, I've never heard except from you, Sarah, that there's some sort of secret communism in Russia. And I gotta say,
I've had the thought, just, you know, you put a ex-head of the KGB in charge of your government, but
here's the thing. You asked me, it's like, why is this American business? It's European business. That's what Biden was saying too. That this is the capitalist and the communist system. See, what they're afraid
of. No, the capitalist system is leave people alone, make money, and have a good life. The socialists are the ones who are, and the government freaks are the ones who are always killing each other and trying to drag us into it.
Well, what is it? If Russia invades Ukraine and take over, what happens is that the so-called capitalist system, they become weaker. In other words, the Walton family can't abuse people as they have been doing.
First off, there's no capitalism involved in that statement. War is always a government project, and that makes it squarely socialist. You know, nobody wants war. Nobody's going to go out and buy some war. The only reason that we pay for wars is because they put a gun to our head.
That's right.
What are you? I'm a socialist communist, but I would like to be with the Russians, but I do not want to have war either. And that's why it's important. My job is to educate people in
but
America.
But that's the thing, Sarah. What you missed there and what nobody said was that in order to fund these socialist programs and these communist programs that you love so much, there's always a gun behind all of these things. I mean, Chairman Mao, I believe, the communist dictator.
All political power flows from the barrel of a gun.
And he was absolutely right. So you either support peace and you are against the use of force by governments, or you are in favor of war against your own people, and you want to force them into these things. Thank you for the call tonight. But these people that, you know, claim to be communists but also say they support or they're against war, I'm sorry, it just does not work that way.
Communism is a war.
Against your friends and your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, although they're not your friends anymore once you've, you know, killed
them. Declared war against them, yeah, good point. The number here is 603-283-6160. Phones are open. You can join us and bring up whatever on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he understands why states are starting to loosen mask mandates. The White House's chief medical advisor saying the CDC still recommends wearing masks, but COVID cases are trending downward. The federal mask mandates for places under federal jurisdiction, such as planes, are set to expire next month. President Biden is urging Russia to choose diplomacy over war. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the United States remains committed to intensive high-level diplomacy to ease tensions between Ukraine and Russia. Biden warning there will be swift and harsh economic consequences if Russia invades Ukraine.
We'll put intense pressure on their largest and most significant financial institutions and key industries.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Inflation continues to be a concern for Americans as prices for everyday goods are increasing. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is blaming the inflation on Democrats' spending bills.
Even top liberal economists warn Democrats' agenda would spark massive inflation. The consequences for working families have been particularly harsh. Essential goods have played an outsized role in driving up prices overall.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday. The calendar may say February, but Mother Nature appears to have some severe thunderstorms on tap for parts of the South. Parts of Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky could see wild weather in the coming days. Hail, high winds, and tornadoes are all possible from the storms expected to fire up Wednesday into Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What is a security? I mean, we still haven't gotten into that question yet. It's Ian and Nobody in the studio tonight. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We get a lot of great features, and they're free. So if you want to, for instance, subscribe to our podcast, you can do that. We have the feed that has both the Free Talk Live full episodes and the digest versions of the show. And then there's also different feeds. So if you just want the digest, there's a feed for that. And if you just want the full episodes, there's a version for that, too. You can get them all over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, just to go back a little bit, we were discussing Library, which is the really cool blockchain-based protocol, so like a media sharing protocol. It came out several years ago, and then in 2020, I think, they launched a site called Odyssey in order to compete with YouTube, and they've done amazing work with Odyssey. It's really come along, and they've got a bunch of people that have come over from YouTube, a lot of upset YouTube creators who've had their videos censored and removed and their channels stricken. And they've made the move over to Odyssey. So it's a great little platform that's built on the Library protocol. And you can go to LBRY.com to learn more about Library, get the full node software, and back up the network in that way. Just you watch your favorite videos, and you become a seed, essentially. You become a sharer of the videos that you watch.
They tried to bury us. They didn't know that we were seeds.
Yeah. Surprise. Well, they're now trying to bury Library with an attack by the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. They came after them a year ago, actually just about a week, I think, after you and I got arrested and the rest of the Crypto Six were targeted. Nobody. They went after Jeremy Kaufman, who is the CEO of Library. He's based in New Hampshire. He's a great freedom activist who's one of the board members of the Free State Project, and they came after him. Now, he didn't get arrested, but they slapped him with a civil lawsuit, or they slapped Library, and he's, of course, the president or the CEO or whatever of Library. And so he's been having to deal with hiring attorneys and paying, you know, all kinds of ridiculous fees for those attorneys to defend Library from this particular lawsuit.
The banker scum are doing everything they can to bleed us dry.
Yeah, well, and this also may be the YouTube scum as well. So the media, the big tech scum in this particular case, they don't like the fact that there is a decentralized alternative, a freedom-friendly alternative.
Oh, yeah, they let you tell the truth. YouTube must hate that.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because if there's a topic you want to see a video on that's a little obscure, a little esoteric, a little dangerous, as far as to the system, to the status quo, Odyssey probably has a video or two about it or more, and you can't find them on YouTube. So if you're looking for something on YouTube and you're like, why don't they have any videos about this? And you just go over to Odyssey. There's probably something there. It's a really interesting platform, so check it out. You can go to our channel over at video.freetalklive.com, and really the trick is to change your habit to watch Odyssey instead of watching YouTube. So that's really the real difficulty, right? Because it's easy to go to a site one time, but to make the point of coming back to it again and again to try to, you know, find new content, new channels.
There should be some equivalent of changing your search engine.
Yeah. It's just a habit, though, that you have to change in this case. But the SEC is alleging that they're going after Library because the Library token, which is the cryptocurrency that is the system is based on, is a so-called security. So I pulled up Investopedia here and a page about what is a security. And the general definition here is it is a fungible, negotiable financial instrument that holds some sort of monetary value, and it represents an ownership position in a publicly traded corporation via stock, a creditor relationship with a governmental body or a corporation represented by owning that entity's bond or rights to ownership as represented by an option. Now, they have two types of securities. One is called an equity, which is a security that represents ownership interest held by shareholders in an entity. Library token is not an equity.
Stock would be an equity.
Right. So it's not one of the primary types of securities, because when you have Library token, you don't have voting rights. You don't have the ability to decide any sort of thing for the Library programmers or the Library, you know, company or whatever they are. You have no say in how Library runs. All it does is it allows you to pay a fee to access a video online or pay a small fee to post a video for other people to watch, basically.
So it's like it's goods and services.
Yes.
The suit makes no sense unless it's just pure harassment.
That's all it is. And the other type of security definitely doesn't apply. There's a debt security, so there's the equity security, which is the ownership stake thing, and then there's a debt security, which they say represents borrowed money that must be repaid. Obviously, that has nothing to do with the Library token.
Wow.
So I don't know what the SEC's argument is. Obviously, I have not taken the time to read any of
the SEC's argument is we've been paid off by the bankers, and we're going to make your life a living hell because they own you.
Yeah, and that's a great point because, you know, even though Jeremy doesn't have the threat of the rest of his life in prison hanging over his head, as some of the Crypto Six might in our case, he does have the distraction of having to focus his time and his effort, which is valuable, you only have so much of it, on this case and answering depositions and digging up documentation and jumping through legal hoops and, you know, doing all this stuff, paying attorneys, meeting with attorneys. All this stuff takes time away from developing the thing that he loves to do, which is make Library better. And he can't do that now. And he's been, you know, mired in this lawsuit for now a year of his life. And it sucks because whenever you've got something like this over your head, it just takes away so much energy. It takes away so much potential for what you could be creating and what you could be doing. And that's the real tragedy here. Even if he is the, even if they end up winning this thing, they'll have spent $1 million on attorneys. I don't know if you can get that out of the SEC after the case.
The governments are not responsible for their actions.
Right. And they can just bring another suit against some other company. Like, nothing stops these people. Even if they lose against Library, they can bring a suit against another crypto token.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only thing that stops them is people out in the street physically preventing them from getting what they want.
Mm.
You know? And that's that seems to be what we've learned from Canada.
It seems like the best option as far as, you know, if you're a crypto developer, is not to have a business in the United States. I mean, that just seems like the most sane solution.
That, and there's, because of the nature, I mean, nobody knows who Satoshi
Satoshi Nakamoto
is. Nobody has to know who Kaufman is.
Mm-hmm,
they didn't have to incorporate.
True.
And a truly distributed system is...
Like Monero? No one knows who's programming Monero.
Right.
Right.
And
the privacy
good
point.
For them. Nobody should know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way that you can get away with producing valuable products for this society without already being one of the chosen few who are licensed by birth and parentage to destroy other people's productive work.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you can accomplish anything is stay hidden, stay underground. You know, don't let anybody know who you are. And unfortunately, you don't get the fame and acclaim that you deserve for your work, but at least they don't throw you in prison.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and the other thing is, the government just has to go. You know? They have been milking us. They have been driving us like rented mules. They have been stealing our freedom, our lives, for far too long. And somebody just needs to put those corrupt rat bastards out of business and out to pasture.
And the best way to do it is to get to New Hampshire, in my opinion, if you love liberty and you want to join the...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and nobody in the studio tonight. And we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But I do want to say thank you to BM Simmons, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via our AMPS Patreon, which you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Patreon page, where you will learn more about what it is. It's helping us advertise, market, promote, and support. That's what AMPS stands for. Free Talk Live. And you help us get on more radio stations around the country and bring more listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. And you get some cool perks, too. So thank you, BM Simmons, for helping us out there. He's a silver level, or she, not sure which, silver level supporter over at amps.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Jack, in Washington State, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nobody.
Nobody. I've enjoyed you being on the show, by the way.
Thank you.
Me too.
I really like your voice, man. You make the show fun.
I appreciate it.
He's groovy.
I love being on the show. It's just more fun than a box of weasels.
What are you calling about tonight, Jack?
Well, I'm putting this in a very non-aggressive way. It's, you know, we talk, you know, you guys, I listen to you guys 7 days a week pretty much, but with the Shire and, you know, Free State and that, but I can't think of a revolution or anything, and I'm not at all promoting this, but without violence, and I'm not promoting it at all. In fact, I disagree with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, you can go on and on, actually. Well, you can't change anything without, because the government has the violence on their side.
Yeah, but so they don't have numbers on their side. And if you have numbers on your side, as the truckers have proven in Canada, who's, you know, these guys are unarmed up in Canada, but they've got the numbers and they're acting completely peacefully. And the Canadian government is basically impotent to really do anything about it. Now, they may end up rolling in the military or something like that and actually escalating to some sort of violence. But the fact is, if you've got numbers, you know, peace to me is the way. It's the goal, and it's also the way to that goal. If you've got enough people who refuse to obey, you have shut that system down. If they refuse to pay taxes, if they refuse to jump through all the government hoops and do what they're told, it's over. I mean, for the most part, the state does rely, whether we want to believe it or not, it relies on people going along to get along. It relies on the acquiescence to
their
demands.
They have to maintain the illusion of consent.
Correct.
You know, and the thing that gives me some comfort and some hope is to remember that there's about 1.5 million jackboots in America.
Does that include the military?
That's military plus police.
I feel like it's higher than that, but okay, let's go with that number.
Last time I looked it up, they may have expanded their numbers, and I'm only counting each man as one jackboot. They actually each wear two boots.
Are you also including like Air Force and Navy in that, or just like
At the time, and this was a couple years ago, it included all active duty police and military.
Okay.
It doesn't include the reserves, but my point is that long division. There's 300 million Americans. That means that there are 200 of us for each monster.
They're not doing anything.
They're not doing anything, and you know, the big thing,
they're well fed and they're entertained.
The big thing is trying to motivate the minds, and that's what we're doing here seven nights a week, is trying to get people's minds working, trying to wake them out of this stupor,
an indoctrinated stupor that they've
fallen into.
Yeah. They've been in it since, you know, near birth, right? Like the government system has indoctrinated them for, you know, two decades roughly of their life, if you include college in there. And
indoctrinates them every day through the mainstream media, which is just the entertainment wing of the military-industrial complex.
Yes. So we've got a lot of work to do.
I went to Dartmouth for two semesters.
Okay.
And I left. I ended up getting the sales. And I left because I was being indoctrinated. It was incredible. They were literally trying to brainwash me. It was obvious that they were trying to brainwash me. And I looked around at the people around me and, you know, except for the stoners, everyone else was brainwashed. Ironically.
How long ago was this that you were in Dartmouth?
2009.
Okay.
Well, and the biggest thing to me is getting people together in the same place. Proximity is so important.
Yeah.
I mean, geographically, New Hampshire would probably not be my first choice. I moved up here from Florida.
Yeah.
I hate cold. But what I hate more than cold is losing my freedom, is warmth so dear and sun so sweet as to be bought at the price of slavery and chains? Forbid it, Almighty God. To misquote, I believe that was Patrick Henry. Actually, the quote was, "Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be bought at the price of slavery and chains?" You know,
what, back to the original question, though, how can we really take control and perform this dream that, you know, I think a lot of libertarians have without, and I'm not promoting in any way at all, how do you counteract the ability of power, I'm going to say it very liberally here, that the government has versus what the power of the people have. with the population being brainwashed.
You've got to concentrate, number one.
Information warfare.
Yeah, well, and you can have better information penetration into a population when you have a lot of ones there. But when you have a number of people in one given area, then they're going to come across the libertarian message in political candidates that are running for office. They're going to see it on the listen on the radio. They're going to hear it on television. They're going to be seeing it in mainstream media because we can infiltrate all of those things. They'll work with libertarians at their job. They'll see other libertarians at their church. And then these ideas become normalized instead of just being some sort of freak thing that they see once a year at a, you know, political debate.
And the thing is, if you look at, I mean, Joe Rogan has like 10 times the audience as CNN now.
Yeah, that's right.
Brian, whatever his name was, the fat guy who looks like, he looks like the fat guy from Kramer, or from Seinfeld, but he was on there whining. That
on CNN or Rogan?
On CNN, okay. Saying everybody trusts Joe Rogan and nobody trusts us, and that's because people are finally realizing that everything you say is a lie.
Yeah,
and that gives me some hope. Some people are waking up as a result of COVID, and they're saying they've given us lie after lie after lie after lie about COVID. What else are they lying to us about?
Everything.
And it's really everything.
And that's one of the reasons why you're seeing such a tremendous level, and Jack, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. Such a tremendous level of interest in New Hampshire and the Free State Project now, with record numbers. Portfest sold out last year for the first time ever. The Liberty Forum just sold out this year, and that doesn't happen very often. I don't know if that's ever happened except for the year Ron Paul spoke in, like, 2008.
God, what I wouldn't give for a 20-year younger Ron Paul right now.
These things are happening at levels they've never happened before. The number of movers to New Hampshire, the number of freedom migrants, liberty activists who moved here in 2021 was a record number. Over 1,000 people moved here as part of the Free State Project just last year. So thank you again for the calls tonight, everybody. Appreciate it. If you're serious about liberty, if you're willing to take steps, the number one step should be to get around like-minded souls.
Yep.
And then all kinds of interesting things become possible that were impossible before, and it will give you some hope. We're coming up tomorrow night. You can join us online at Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.